Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, January 14th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Over the weekend, the website Charger Lab reported that, quote, credible sources in the supply chain believe Apple is gearing up production for AirPower, its special wireless charging mat for iPhone, Apple Watch, and an unreleased version of the AirPods charging case. Apple first previewed its special wireless charging mat at the iPhone X event in September 2017, with a release date planned sometime in 2018, but AirPower missed that target and Apple hasn't commented on the state of AirPower since the original announcement. According to the Charger Lab's original report, Luxshare Precision has already started production for AirPower, suggesting any issues during development have been resolved. Charger Lab later updated its reporting to say Pegatron plans mass production starting January 21st, matching Bloomberg's earlier reporting that Pegatron would be responsible for assembling AirPower for Apple. Charger Lab has a history of catching Apple accessory scoops like the 18-watt USB-C charger design before its release, although with AirPower, we'll have to continue to just wait and see what will happen here. And Apple has announced a release date for the HomePod in China, January 18th. The release date follows a tease announcement last month saying that HomePod would land in China sometime in early 2019. Apple adds that HomePod in China will work with Apple Music's New Artist of the Week feature, as well as Mandopop and Cantopop curated playlist. Notably, HomePod and Siri will beat Amazon Echo and Alexa to China. And speaking of HomePod, lots of Apple Music subscribers have noticed that HomePod now counts as an active device when streaming music with an individual account and not a family account. Previously, Apple Music subscribers with single plans could stream on HomePod and iPhone at the same time, which was useful for using single plans with HomePods in shared environments. Also happening this week, Blackmagic is shipping its eGPU Pro for Mac this week, with in-store stock reaching Apple stores a few weeks ahead of the last promised ship date. Blackmagic's eGPU Pro gives iMac Pro-level GPU performance to any Mac with Thunderbolt 3 ports, including the new Mac Mini and new MacBook Air. Adobe Lightroom's iOS app has been updated to work with Siri shortcuts, including a shortcut that lets you import photos directly to Lightroom without using the photo app for each import. And Instagram has once again been optimized to work with the iPhone XR and iPhone XS Max screen sizes. Instagram was previously updated for the larger screen resolutions, but downgraded a few weeks ago to fix a crashing bug affecting iOS 9 users. In the new update, Instagram requires iOS 10 or later. And finally, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Thanks, Zach. My Saturday article was looking at how the news from CES with AirPlay 2 has changed my plans for classroom AV or audio visual. One of the projects I was working on this year was kind of rethinking our entire school strategy and coming up with a simplified method how we do this. Right now, we've just got a hodgepodge of projectors and, you know, Elmo digital document cameras and things like that. But I wanted something that we could standardize that would be easy to install and easy to upgrade. One of the challenges I've got with ceiling mounted projectors is our building is 80 years old. So, you know, running new wire for power and AV cables is very costly and very difficult. And it limits your portability in the future. And, you know, one of the challenges I've always had with TVs is not only do you have to buy the TV and a stand, but you also need to buy an Apple TV if I wanted to do AirPlay. Well, with this news of TVs getting AirPlay 2 built in, it really has kind of simplified my strategy. Assuming things work like they seem to work, like it, we could just have AirPlay right into the TV without the need for an Apple TV, I can just simply buy, you know, the latest, you know, LG TV, mount it on a cart, and then we've got AirPlay 2. Now, my hope is I don't have to use Wi-Fi, that it'll use Wi-Fi Direct, and so that's one less thing I have to deal with. The way Wi-Fi Direct works with AirPlay 2 is that you have to be within, you know, a certain range of the device. But we'll see there, and we'll certainly get one to test and put it through its paces. My fear is you know, maybe the AirPlay 2 implementation doesn't work well, but you know, we'll see. That right now, this is kind of my plan. I think it's nice because we, with the Apple TVs, the only thing we needed them for was AirPlay. We weren't going to be using the apps. It was mainly AirPlay. And so now we can get that without actually having to buy one, because they're not insignificant in cost. You know, if you're buying one, that's one thing, but if I'm having to buy 20, that certainly adds up to the overall cost. And then it's just another device I have to manage and update as well. Then on Sunday, I looked at some of the features I was, would love to see come to the Apple Podcast app. Now, I think the Apple Podcast app is really good. I know some people don't like some of the recent changes, but I do think it is a very, very good app. But I do think there's, really room for, Apple to kind of rethink it and find some new features. Now, I think Apple could go to the third-party apps and see what they're doing, and that would make sense for their customers to have as well. And one of the first ones I saw was, I thought about, was being able to load content from the Files app or iCloud Drive. One of the more difficult things on iOS is dealing with audio files mobily. There's no way to import music into your music app from just iPhone. And there's really no place to listen to music or audio files and then have it remember your playback for later. So you can certainly open audio files in the Files app or in Safari. But again, if you don't finish it, there's no way to pick that up later. So I think being able to load content from, an iCloud Drive folder into kind of your own podcast feed, I think would be very, very useful. The second thing is clickable timestamps. So a lot of podcasts I listen to will list kind of like where in the show various things are, but they don't list chapters. And so like in Overcast, for example, if someone does this, you can actually tap that and move to that spot in the show. Another one was Apple Pay Cash donations. I think this would be an interesting way to build up Apple Pay Cash, and Mindshare. But let shows connect an Apple Pay Cash account in the Podcast Connect system that Apple has, and then I can even set up a donation, automatic donation, or a one time donation. There could be just like a dollar sign or a donate button right there, to help promote that. And I think that'd be great. It would help keep podcasts open, but also help build sustainable shows as well. And then the last one is a follow me or follow friends implementation, where I can follow my friends and see what they're listening to. The Breaker podcast app does this very well, but obviously Apple has just got the market share here. That'd be interesting. I'd like to see it just work very similar to the way it does in Apple Music, where I can follow people, they can follow me, it can kind of show me what my friends are listening to. And again, I think, Apple's tried a lot of different approaches with social networks, but these kind of passive social networks, like the way it's put on Apple Music, work very well and don't really add much to your things to check. It's just a passive thing to check and when you're in the For You tab. So check out both the articles. Let me know what you think in the comments or let me know on Twitter. I'm at Bradley Chambers, and I hope everybody has a good week.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.